This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Here's more on the characteristics of the 144,000. Here's Dr. Davis.
Paul is telling the church to be spiritual virgins, devoting themselves to remain free from the pollution and corruption of sin and spiritual idolatry. God calls us to live unspotted by the world. We are to be in the world, not of the world. We are not to be corrupted. As you know, this was the Israelites' problem, is that they prostituted themselves to other gods. That is what led them to captivity. But the greatest preparation we can make for ministry is a preparation of our hearts and mind to be singularly devoted to God. James 1:27 talks about this. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Say, we must not be of the world. We must remain pure, just like the 144,000 did. And the next characteristic is that they are peculiar in their ministry. And we've often heard that word used, Titus chapter 2, verse 14, who gave himself for us and that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own people, zealous for good works. And we are a peculiar people. Peculiar means to be set apart, to be uniquely God's own people. And here in Revelation 14, verse 5, and it says, "In their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God." They are peculiar. They are different. Obviously, they have a different mark than those that have the mark of the beast. Their behavior is different. They are not of the world. But I'd like to go to the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 13, because Zephaniah actually prophesied about a remnant in verse 13. Remember, I talked about remnants before. "The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid." This is very similar to verse 5 in which I read before, "And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God." So the 144,000 are in the Old Testament as well, and we find that here in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 13. So just to summarize that, the characteristics of the 144,000 in the people of the vision is that they were pure, they were preserved, they were peerless in that they have their own song, they are peculiar in their ministry, and they will be special. But the key fact is that they will be preserved to accomplish the will of God even during the tribulation. The next aspect of the vision is that there is praise in the vision. Even though the song is not about to be sung by anyone else in heaven, we find the words in Revelation chapter 7, verse 10. "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Again, this is reinforcing the vindication of the Lamb in chapter 14. "The angels and the elders and the living creatures fell on their faces and worshiped God in response to the words of the 144,000 with the words of their own. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." I don't know about you, but this is exciting, giving all the things that we have seen in Revelation up to this point, that we see the vindication of the Lamb and we see the encouragement that is offered to the church as well as to the 144,000 that are preserved through the tribulation. This shows the faithfulness of God to the church as well as to those that are in the tribulation.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.